This is Chris Rawson, senior theater critic at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You're smiling, Tom. Senior. Well, we both have white hair.
Oh, we both have white hair. We both have a long time knowing each other.
This is, I'm with today, Tom Atkins, who is playing right now Scrooge in the Christmas Carol, the musical Christmas Carol, at Pittsburgh CLO. And then he goes on in a couple of weeks to play Art Rooney in The Chief at the Pittsburgh Public Theater, this fabulous double.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm having a great time doing Scrooge. And we wrap that up the Sunday the 23rd. And then I have Christmas Eve off and Christmas Day off. And then I'm in the theater at the Public over at the O'Reilly for first day rehearsal on Scrooge. On The Chief.
Right. It'll be important to keep that distinction in mind.
Yeah.
But it's important for us to make this point right now because we're going to leave this recording up on the Post-Gazette website so we can make that segue from the Christmas Carol right into The Chief.
Yeah,
so some people might be listening to this thinking, oh, I want to get down there and see that Christmas Carol, but we'll be into The Chief.
Ooh, too late. Sorry. Merry Christmas. I'll say it for you now in case you miss it.
How long have you've done this for several years now, playing Mr. Scrooge?
Five.
5 years?
5 years. This is my fifth year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it get easier?
Well, yes, in a certain sense. I mean, it gets easier that I, you know, the words are pretty well locked in there, and I don't have trouble with them, but it's exhausting, man. It is so much more physical than The Chief. The Chief is easy.
Uh-huh.
An hour and a half of just sitting there chatting with
But it's
folks.
Only you, whereas in the Christmas
Oh, no, card. I mean, well, it's only me and The Chief, yeah.
But that's what I mean.
But in Scrooge, there's a lot of people in the show, but I'm... Once I enter at the beginning of the play, I'm on all night.
Really?
That's it.
That's why I've forgotten that. Yeah.
Yeah. Though I am not participating in every moment, but I am watching other people act scenes out of my past and so-called present, with the Ghost of Christmas Present.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, and it's exhausting. And especially because, like a fool, I decided to make his redemption very physical.
So
at the end of the play, when I am least prepared to be physical and most wanting to just sit down and have a glass of water, I'm running around being redeemed and happy and Merry Christmasing it up and...
It's always been curious to me whether the actor playing Scrooge gets more fun out of being the son of a bitch early in the show or being, you know, Father Christmas at the end of the show.
Oh, no, it's much more fun being nasty in the early on. Yeah. Because late is too hard. It's too hard.
Well, the villain is a better part, I guess, generally speaking.
Well, but the audience really loves it, you know, that he's all the happy and being Father Christmas to Bob Cratchit's family and taking Tiny Tim on a ride on the top of the cab.
Did you see Christmas? Could you have any memories of seeing it as a kid? Was it anything in your life?
Well, I saw this production.
When you were a kid.
This is our 20th year, I believe. And I saw it when Taylor was four. And my son.
Yeah.
And Tim Hartman, in that first year, played Marley. And when Tim Hartman shot up out of that floor in green light and chains and thunder and loud noise and smoke, I thought, oh, my God, I got to be in that show. I want to be in that show. Taylor, I don't know if he was impressed or not, but it really, I loved it. I thought it was
great. That's an interesting point. I get asked often, to recommend how young the kids could be to take them to the show. And I usually say, I love the production. One of the things I love about it is they go all out with the ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're a little bit scary for kids in the 4, 5, 6 range. What do you think?
I think 5 is probably a good age to start, and from there up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Tim Hartman has graduated to being the ghost of Mr. Fezziwig.
Christmas Present, but he's mainly Mr. Fezziwig, yeah.
Right.
But he is very much Christmas Present also, opening the second act. But, yeah, Mr. Fezziwig is his, it's a tour de force.
Yeah.
Out there. I didn't want to go on stage with him, but I had to.
Because he sort of sucks
the
air out of
his head. Oh, my God. You know, he's 6'5". He's dressed in yellow and a big white wig and white tights on his feet, and he's dancing and jumping up in the air. And you think, what's the point? Why am I here? But I don't really – that's one of those places where I don't really have to interact with him. I just sit and watch.
Right, right. And Jeff Howell has been doing it a lot of times.
He's been doing Mr. Cratchit, I think, 20 years, 18, 19, 20,
yeah.
Somewhere in there. So Tim, I think, only missed I think he missed two. One, he was up doing Finnegan's Rainbow?
Finian's Rainbow.
Finian's Rainbow.
Right, right.
On Broadway. And one year he went down and did a non-musical version of Christmas Carol at the Ford,
right
in
Washington,
D.C.
Yeah. So, but each year there are a couple of new. So it's basically the same cast each year, but a couple of new people come in each year. Do the old hands play tricks on them or anything, or is it all very loving?
We love to torture the children in a pleasant way and in a fun way, but yes, we do. We take great pleasure in torturing the children. I can't tell you how, what Jeff Howell has a thing going this year, but I can't say. Anyway.
Because there were a lot of
but
kids.
But we don't torture the new, older people in roles. No.
Yeah.
No. And but most of the cast have been the same. And this year we have two fellows back. One playing Fred played the train salesman last year. And then the one playing Dick Wilkins played Fred last year. So they kind of are in it. But they play different roles.
Right. I wonder if I should have known this myself, whether any of the Tiny Tims have grown up to play some of the grown-up roles after 20 years.
You know, we have a kid named Simon this year who's Tiny Tim, and he'll probably be good if they invite him back next year. You know, I can't imagine he's going to grow too tall, too quick. But the kid who did it the first 4 years, no, three, because Joey Serafini did it the first year.
Oh, right, I remember.
Then he became the turkey boy the second year. And then now he's a TV star, I think. You know, he's a pretty good hofer in his own right. But the Eli, who did it the last 3 years, I thought he was coming back because nobody said come in and take photographs, you know, with the new Tiny Tim or anything. So I get there, and it's a new Tiny Tim, Simon. Yeah. And I said, where's Eli? I bet he's crying. I bet he's sad that he's not here doing Tiny Tim. Would he get too big or something? No, he's on a national tour of Sound of Music. Oh, well, then he's not crying or at all.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's happy out there somewhere.
So your fifth year, do you think you'll keep doing it?
Yeah, I don't know. I would think so. Yeah, as long as they keep inviting me back, I have a good time doing it.
Well, what happens?
And though as exhausting as it is, it's not. I'm in fairly decent shape. It's not too exhausting.
Well, talk about exhausting. These school performances that you do in the morning.
Yeah.
How are they different from the regular evening afternoon or evening shows?
Well, there are different laughs in the play that you know, between the grown-ups, adults in the evening, and the kids in I don't know that they're all high school. I'm not sure what their grade levels are. You know, I think might be middle school, high school mix. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're elementary, but I'm not sure. But they're much more alive in the early days.
Helps you wake up
the kids. Yeah, it does. It does. They, you know, they're when the house fills up and before we start, and they're all out there buzzing and babbling and yakking one another and pretty noisy. And as soon as the lights start going down, they go right down with them, and they're right there when we start. They're great. They're great.
Well, that's a perennial. Musical Christmas Carol at the CLO. But let's talk a little bit about the Chief, a Pittsburgh icon, Art Rooney Sr.
Boy, is he ever. Yeah. He was a great guy.
And did you know him personally?
I did not know him as an adult, no. I met him as a kid, but I might have told this story before. I'm sure I have somewhere,
but
tell
maybe
us. Not here.
Tell us.
Okay. My dad used to love to gamble and go to the races, the horse races, and shoot craps on the north side and play numbers and stuff like that. And he worked at J&L Steel, but he was born over on the north side on Tripoli Street and grew up over there. And my grandmother lived over there, and he grew up, and he played baseball against Art. When Art played in an old-timers baseball game over on the north side for the north side flats, I guess. I don't know. Dad lived up in Fineview then. He played for Fineview, and they played an old-timers game, and they knew each other. And I have a feeling from traveling in gambling circles, they knew each other. And one day my dad took me to, I was 11 years old, he took me down to the racetrack, Waterford, whatever it was, the flat track, you know, thoroughbreds. And it was in the days, but in 1950, I guess, and the men wore suits and hats everywhere, the baseball games, horse races, And this group of five guys came over and were near us at the grandstand or whatever that's called down there before the races started. And I heard this voice say, "Hiya, Mose, how you doing?" And it was my dad's nickname was Mose from baseball up in Fineview, and I have no idea why. And my dad said, "Hi, Art, how are you?" And it was Art Rooney, I found out later, with four of his pals. And they were down for the races. And during the conversation, after they exchanged, and Art leaned down to me and said, "Who do you like for the daily double?" And I had no idea what a daily double was. And my dad said, "Just pick a number from the first race and the second race." And I said, 1 and 3. And they all went, "Ooh," and looked down at their sheets. And then they walked away at 1 and 3 won. But they were both favored, so it didn't pay, all that much. But they won. My dad won a few bucks. And then we saw them later in the day. And Art said, "Hey, we did pretty good on the daily double, kiddo. Thanks." So that was it. So, 11. But I never met him as an adult.
So flash forward a few years.
Who would believe it? Who would believe it that all those years later now I'm playing him? And
have been doing so now for how long?
This will be the 7th year, but the 10th year of the play. Anniversary of the opening. 2003 we started. This will be January 3 through 12 or 13. 2013.
So it seems to me every now and then they say last time on any stage.
Oh, they did last the last time. Yeah. It's at the end of the 7th year run, and the set was falling apart because it was built to be a set for one production.
Yeah.
And Ted destroyed it and put it in the Dempsey dumpster. And so now they had to build a brand new one.
Did it, have you seen it? I wonder if it's
I haven't. Built I haven't to been last. Over yet to see the new one. I don't know. I don't know if it's up yet. It might not right. be.
But, I mean, that would be a sort of a clue as to whether maybe they've accepted the fact that this is a perennial.
No, because I heard from Freddie Noel, the stage manager over at the Public, I think it was Fred, said they built this one to be easily dismantled and easily put back together. So it might not be the last. Although I certainly don't think Ted will run it annually.
Right.
You know, might be 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
Right.
If I'm still around.
If the team was doing a little better.
Oh, I wish they were.
I know.
You know, I said to Jan, my wife, the other I saw an ad for it on TV, and they took clips from the film that we made of it, the DVD. And it's a pretty nice-looking ad, and I said, maybe they're running the ad because they're having trouble selling tickets because the Steelers are so awful this year.
Well, yeah,
and
awful
she
compared
said,
to.
No, because I tried to set up a few tickets the other day, and it's selling. Yeah. I had a hard time getting, so.
Well, and since the Immaculate Reception shows up,
40th year.
I know. In your
yeah.
show,
yeah.
it's kind of a connection.
80th year of Steeler football.
Wow.
10th well, year of the Chief. All kinds of anniversaries.
So the obvious question is, I'm sorry to keep you here so long, by the way. We
That's
could talk
okay.
forever. But
no, we're good.
Doing a show like this where you're alone on stage, you know, you have a lot of props to play with and so on, but... I'm curious about how it, if it's changed over the years, if it's developed, if you feel differently about it.
Oh, yeah, certainly. It has certainly changed a little bit since the first year. But not much. I mean, the structure is the same. The stories are the same. I'm the same. Although I'm older and I'm more closer to the actual age he was in the play, I think, 77 maybe. So, but I've, well, you know, you're a theater guy, you know how in, you do a show on Broadway in New York and you say a word that is not what the writer wrote, there are six people coming up to you after the rehearsal saying, no. Right here you say this, not what you said. But with this, the Chief, they're all anecdotal kind of stories, and he's just talking with the audience as if they're in his office and telling stories. So it's more the language that comes out of my mouth easier than what was written. Although it's the same. You know, the story is the same, just I've made it my own.
And good stories can afford to
yeah,
be retold.
You know, it was the first year we were when we first started rehearsing it. And there was this little section about the Irish First War, and a lot of characters, mostly Irish, come over here during the potato famine, and a few Polish and a few blacks that didn't mind living around us. And then it went on. And I said to the guys, we should name people here. You know, put names in. People love to hear that. And it'll remind them of somebody they knew. And so I put in Jimmy Doolin for your dog.
Our dog, Doolin.
Yeah, your dog, Doolin. You could hear Jimmy Doolin speaking the Irish with his pals in the tavern. And Mrs. Bajarski, yelling, a friend of Janice's. She grew up with Patty Yaremko, who married Paul Bajarski. So her name was Patty Remko Bajarski. I love that. What a Pittsburgh name, you know. And so I said, and Mrs. Bajarski, Yelena had her kids in Polish. Rakacia do domu. I could still hear her. Well, and Nate Goldstein.
Uh-huh.
And he was a guy that he lived in Fineview. He had a little store up there. Him and his wife, Emma. And I knew them from when I was a kid going to visit my grandma up there. And we would go down to Goldstein's store.
Well, you know, Art Rooney has actually found the perfect interpreter because you like, you're an old Pittsburgh guy and you like to tell stories the way he did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, and we should mention Rob Zellers and Gene Collier, the writers.
Yeah.
Who did this. And I'm sure they feel good about that, that you've, it's really become your
play. Well, they have.
Yeah.
I know they have. I know, especially Gene, you know, he said, you know, he'll say, yeah, you get that good. That's, you know, I thought there might be a giggle there, but you really, you nail it. It's good. Whatever you're doing, it's better. Yeah.
Well, let's hope that Tom, I hope both these shows go on for years to come.
And oh, me too.
I hope you're locked in.
Me too.
For them. I mean, it's an amazing double, Scrooge and Art Rooney.
It is.
Start the year with Art Rooney and end it with Scrooge.
It is. And that, yeah, you know, who would have thought?
Yeah.
In my later years, in my dotage, I'm having such a good time up on the stage downtown.
It's the most robust dotage I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's during the Christmas season, you know. Yeah. It's so festive. I love being downtown during.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I've enjoyed it. Merry Christmas.